Okay, today's daf was Shabbos daf Kuf and Gimel. Continuing the themes of what happens after a person's death, our daf begins with three opinions about how to determine if somebody's headed to Olam Haba. Rabbi Yehuda Breid Rav Shmuel Bar Shila says in the name of Rav, Me aspeido shladam nikar and ben Olam Haba hu olav. We can see from the eulogy that you give a person and how emotionally the listeners react to it, whether he's headed to Olam Haba or not. The Gemara clarifies that those who hear aspid will only cry if the eulogy is done well, and the person who died is a tzaddik. Since Rabba gave so much mussar to people, Abaye was concerned that nobody would eulogize him properly. But Rabba said, don't worry, between you, Abaye, and Rabba Bar Rav Chanan, there's going to be enough hespedim that are done properly. Rav says that if we hear people at the funeral saying what we should emulate, that we should emulate the life of the dead person, so we could be sure that he's headed to Olam Haba. And Rabbi Chanina Amar, Kol Hadas Rabosav, Kol Shadas Rabosav, Noche Emenu. Anybody whose rebbes are pleased with him is going to Olam Haba. Rabbi Lazar Amar, Shuv Yomechel Lefnei Misascha. A person should do tshuva day before his death. Since nobody knows when he's going to die, the idea is do tshuva every single day. Gemara makes a similar drasha from Pasuk in Koheles. A person should always have white clothing and sufficient oil on his head. The Gemara explains this pasuk with a mashal of two people who are invited to King Suda without being given a specified time. Pikhan Shaban, the smarter people, would be prepared at any moment, since Klum Chasr Lebes HaMelech, the king could put together a meal very quickly. Tipshin Shaban, the foolish amongst them, would say that the king doesn't have the ability to prepare so quickly, and aren't going to be prepared when they're called upon. The king's going to get angry at the fool, who will be forced to watch others eat the suda from the perimeter, or maybe even given a seat at the table, but no food to eat. Similarly, people will have to be ready at any time to be called to Shemayim to meet a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Another interpretation of the pasuk is that white clothing refers to tzitzis, and the oil on the head refers to tefillin. Hadron alach ha-shoel. Mi shehichshich b'derech. If a person was on the road when Shabbos begins, the Mishnah says he should give his wallet to a guy, and if there's no guy available, he should put it on his donkey. Once he arrives at a town, he can remove the non-mux item from the donkey and untie the strings holding the bags on that to allow the remaining items to fall on their own. My time is on the Mesa of Kisil and Achri. Gemara asks, why do we allow giving your wallet to a non-Jew, considering that normally you're not allowed to ask guy to do anything for you, that you're not allowed to do it Samir la'akum? Gemara answers, if we would not allow it, we'd be worried that the person will come to carry four amos in Rosh Hashanah. Rava teaches that we aren't so concerned that a person would come to be Mechal Shabbos in order to protect a Metziah, an item that he found on Shabbos, but if he found the item before Shabbos, then there are two versions of Rava. The first version says it would be the same as his wallet. Second version leaves it as a teku. We prefer giving the wallet to a guy over putting it on a donkey, since Chamorah to Metzuvah al Shvisasa, we're obligated to see to it that a donkey rests from work on Shabbos, while there's no similar an obligation about a guy. If no donkey is available, it's best to give it to a shota, a deranged person. If no shota is available, there are two opinions whether it's better to give it to a cheresh who will never become a bardas, or better to give it to a katan who will never be confused for an adult. If none of these are available, it's best to carry it pachos pachos midalat amos, increments of less than 4 amos at a time. But lo rotsu chacham legalos, the rabbanon didn't want to reveal that method because they were worried that a person would come to carry it 4 amos in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara quotes two opinions whether bo bayom god shusa, the requirement to give the wallet to a guy was an appropriate gezerah to uphold the dinim of the Torah, or bo b'yom machlusa, the requirement to give the wallet to a guy was too harsh and caused people to be mechal Shabbos. Even though it's also to have an animal do malach on Shabbos, we prefer putting the wallet on an animal to a Jewish person because we're suggesting to put it on an animal when it's moving and remove it from the animal when it stands still. If we were to do this with another person, it would still be asur midrabanan, but when done with an animal, it's mutter. Amar avad barava, his chavilasu munachas al ksefer rotztachea shemagil abe. So if a person has a bundle on his shoulder when Shabbos starts, he should run but not walk all the way to his house and zorik lekalachiyad, throw it down in a backhanded way, so he won't be chayiv for bringing it from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashayachid. Amar Rami Bar Chama, mechaber achar b'amto b'Shabbos b'shogeg chayiv chatas, mezel chayiv skila. Somebody who leads his animal on Shabbos is chayiv in the same way as anybody who violates any other malacha, because the pasuk seems to link a person's own violation of Shabbos with that of his behema. Rava rejects this for two reasons. First of all, we learn from the Yisrael v'Dezara that you're only chayiv chatas if you did the Avera with your own body, and not if an animal did the Maisa. Also, the Mishnah refers to some type of Chol Shabbos for which a person is not Chayiv Skil if he violates B'mezid, and Chatas if he violates B'shogig. It must be referring to Mechamer. The Gemara answers the second proof that it may be referring to Tchumen if we assume like Rabbi Akiva that Tchumen is Doraisa, or Avara if we assume like Rabbi Yossi that Avara is the Lav Yatzis, that lighting a fire is just a Losase and not a violation of Lacha. That might be what it's talking about when it says that there's a type of Chol Shabbos that you're not Chayiv, Chatas, and Skila for. That's a basic Chazar Shabbos Kufnun Gimel.